From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Democrat Elijah Cummings and Republican Jason Chaffetz, the two members of the U.S. House Oversight Committee, both say that President Donald Trump's former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn may have violated federal law by not properly disclosing payments he received for a 2015 speech in Moscow and for other public engagements. They say he could be criminally prosecuted and said that Flynn should relinquish the money he was paid. Top officials from Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. met in Tokyo Tuesday to discuss the North Korea crisis. U.S. Envoy for North Korea Joseph Yun said he and his counterparts from Japan and South Korea plan to work together on the North Korea issue.
We agreed among the three of us that we will coordinate all actions, diplomatic, military, economic, regarding North Korea. We'll continue to work very closely among the three of us together, as well as with our international partners.
President Trump spoke by phone to leaders of Japan and China Monday to discuss concerns about North Korea. U.S. President Trump remains committed to building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, but told a group of reporters Monday he is willing to wait until later this year for Congress to consider funding the project rather than insisting it be included in negotiations to avoid a government shutdown this week. Current spending plan for U.S. government operations runs out at midnight Friday. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump vowed Tuesday to confront anti-Semitism and hatred as he commemorated Holocaust Remembrance Day in a ceremony at the U.S. Capitol.
You tell of these living nightmares because despite your great pain, you believe in Ellie's famous plea that for the dead and the living, we must bear witness. That is why we are here today, to remember and to bear witness, to make sure that humanity never, ever forgets.
He called Adolf Hitler's annihilation of 6 million Jews in World War II history's darkest hour and condemned those who deny the Holocaust. More recently, White House spokesman Sean Spicer provoked outrage and later apologized after appearing to favorably compare Hitler's actions during the Holocaust to the use of chemical weapons by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. First daughter and presidential advisor Ivanka Trump was part of a panel discussion in Berlin, Inspiring Women, Scaling Up Women's Entrepreneurship. She was invited by Chancellor Angela Merkel. And she was also asked if her father, President Donald Trump's public attitude toward women, empowers women.
I've certainly heard the criticism from the media, and that's been perpetuated. But I know from personal experience, and I think the thousands of women who have worked with and for my father for decades when he was in the private sector are a testament to his belief and solid conviction of women and their ability to do the job.
State Department Monday removed the post from one of its websites describing President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate after receiving sharp criticism that the post appeared to promote the president's private business interest. Membership fees at Trump's resort doubled in cost to $200,000 after his election in November. Turkey said it carried out airstrikes early Tuesday against Kurdish rebels in northern Iraq and northeastern Syria. It says that the strikes were aimed at preventing rebels, weapons, ammunition, and explosives from crossing over the border into Turkey. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the conflicts in Syria, said Tuesday's airstrikes killed at least 18 U.S.-backed People's Protection Units, or YPJ fighters, or G fighters, and media officials. Anti-government activists in Venezuela blocked thoroughfares in the capital and several others Monday, continuing a fourth week of street demonstrations against the president.